Dr. Saad Ghosn is in the studio with me tonight. Some years ago, he made a commitment to a project he titled For a Better World, an annual anthology devoted to poems and images supporting peace and justice. During the entire month of November, the Xavier University Art Gallery will feature a retrospective of these anthologies called For a Better World, The Best of 2004 to 2015. We're going to find out more about this exhibition and the mini conference connected to it, as well as participation in the 2020 For a Better World anthology. And I am always delighted to be in the company of Dr. Saad Ghosn. Welcome back.
Thank you, Barbara. You're very kind.
So let's start with just the exhibit and what we will see when we come to Xavier. Who's participating? How were they chosen? Tell us about that.
The exhibit will consist of poems and illustration, poems by 100 local poets and illustrations in color by 100 local visual artists from Cincinnati, all from Greater Cincinnati. So the way the exhibit came about that, I've been doing the yearly anthologies for a better world. And after doing 12 of these yearly anthologies, the idea came, why don't we select from these 12 issues kind of the favorite poems and put them in a book, which will be kind of like a celebration of our community of both poets and artists. So 12 reviewers reviewed each one of these anthologies from 2004 to 2015 and selected their 15 favorite poems. And then I put them together and it amounted to poems by 100 local poets. And I invited 100 local visual artists. The poets are some very well known, like Richard Hake, Pauletta Hensel, Michael Hansen, and so on. And also the visual artists are known, established ones like Jay Bolotin, Jimmy John, Kelly Phelps, Suzanne Chouteau, Tom Tui, and so on. So these kind of like served initially as the basis for a book. And now this show will show the 100 original illustrations side by side with the 100 poems that they've illustrated.
I think kind of as the capstone to this, there's going to be a mini conference. What's that about?
Yeah, the idea was really to create an event based on peace and justice because, you know, all of these poems are on peace and justice, the message of our local poets, and kind of to link to this exhibit to some activities. One of them will be a kind of like, I call it mini conference, but it's more like an afternoon of activities. It will take place November 16, it's a Saturday, from 2 to 5, also at Xavier University. And the first hour will consist of two mini presentations, one by Joe Girandola, who is the new president of the Art Academy of Cincinnati, and who's very involved in art in communities, art for social justice, and he will speak about that. And the second half hour will be a presentation by Kelly and Kyle Phelps, who are artists very involved in workers' rights throughout, you know, their career. And then we're going to speak about their view of their art, how it has really served their message and the issues about workers' rights and rights in general. And this will be from 2 to 3. And from 3 to 5, there will be poetry readings by poets from the book will be invited. Those who would like to come and read their poetry on peace and justice will be there.
And there's yet a further incarnation, if you will, of this part of the project that's supported by the Dater Foundation. So what's the further life of this anthology?
First, I want to thank immensely the Dater Foundation for their support because they really went along with our proposal and supported it generously with their fund, which allowed us to publish the book. But also one of the agreements in publishing the book was that this book will be given free to all public libraries and to all schools' libraries here in the area. But also that it will serve as a starting point for educational programs in the classroom. So the idea is that this book and some themes from the book, for instance, a theme on discrimination, the theme of environment, the theme of violence, on which many of our poets wrote, that these themes will be compiled in a small document accompanied by a teaching resource guide to the teachers, not only to the art teachers, the creative writing teachers, social issues teachers, who could really use it in the classroom with their students, be it during an art class or a creative writing class and so on. And if the teachers are interested, we can really then invite the visual artist or the poet that they've dealt with to the classroom, in which, you know, where they can really share more about their ideas, their process, and so on. And the Ditto Foundation was very kind to fund our project, and which will allow us, for instance, if we invite a visual artist or a poet to the classroom, to be able to compensate them for their time. I really hope that this will work, that the art teachers and other teachers will respond, because that's really the best way to engage, kids early on in the process of thinking, not only about acquiring the skills of art or the skills of writing, but how really to use these skills to put them at their own service, at the service of their voice, of what they really want to do. And it will be a process. It will stop like just being a technique or a skill. It will be more a process involving the entirety of the individual. And that's really what we're trying to do through SOS Art, is really to show that art, whatever it is more than just a technique or the production of a beautiful object. It's really the development of your voice, you know, to communicate with what you have inside you with others and make an impact.
I'm very curious to know, what started your commitment to peace and justice in general, if you will, but to have this annual anthology?
Well, my beliefs in peace and justice are deep-rooted. I think I really got them from my family, from my upbringing. And every time when I think of life, I think of really the best you can do for everyone. So this was kind of like the starting point. And living different social justice issues, you know, in your life, where you live, in your country, prompted me to be activist, to work along these lines. And then art came secondarily. You know, I started doing art myself. I connected with artists, and I really felt the power of art and how art transforms you and makes you a more open person, less judgmental, and then how art can be potent, can really make a change. So I became very involved in the arts in general, and the visual arts in the beginning, but also the poetry. And everything, you know, I've been doing, and that's what art has been doing, is really to empower our local community, because really we are artists, and where we're going to make a difference is where we live, by connecting with others, by creating a network, by finding opportunities to make changes. So everything, you know, we've been doing has been local. And that's how, you know, this anthology came about. How can we involve poets to think through their work about issues of peace and justice that, you know, are important to them, and how at the same time to create a link between them and the visual artist who will illustrate their work, and therefore really create a powerful book that represents who we are, what we believe in, and so on.
And tell us about participation in the 2020 anthology.
Actually, it's good that you're asking this question, because I just really sent the call to poets. And the call is really open to any greater Cincinnati poets who wants to use their poetry for peace and justice. By definition, anyone can participate. You don't really have to show that you're an established poet. So we have some kids who participate and others who are really well advanced in age, who have written a poem for the first time. They will be included, provided that their poetry pertains to a certain message of peace and justice. Poets can submit up to 3 poems until February 15. And there is a small editorial committee who will review the poems anonymously, so they wouldn't really know who are the poets submitting them. And then they will give their evaluation. Yes, it is good. No, I'm not in favor. Or maybe with some reservation. And then I'm the only one who sees, you know, all of these evaluations. They get to me at the end, and I go through them, and I compile the book. And after the book is compiled, I invite visual artists to do illustrations of these poems. The book will be published, in May of 2020. It will coincide with the yearly event of SOS Art, which will take place at the Art Academy of Cincinnati from May 29 until June 7, 2020.
Saad, I want to thank you for this wonderful gift you give to the greater Cincinnati community, and certainly for visiting with us tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
I've been talking with Dr. Saad Ghosn about the For a Better World, the Best of 2004 to 2015 exhibition at the Xavier Art Gallery during the month of November. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.